Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, my name is Al Diaz, author of The Timeless Concept, producer of the film Beyond Hope. Welcome, everyone, to another opportunity to rewrite your story, a show that will inspire and empower as many people as possible, including myself, trigger shifts and change and search through love, raise levels of awareness, discover new dimensions of reference and liberation. Shadow will no longer serve us for our best and highest good, the freedom of our heart for our own personal greatness, awakening in a gentle, loving, creative way as possible. Today, I have two very special guests, and they're both of my friends. First one is Colleen Chanel, who is an international award-winning continental song stylist, world-class entertainer, transformational concept songwriter, recording artist, global keynote performer, speaker, MBA, inspirational author, certified esoteric healing facilitator, and illuminating divine singing oracle. And my second guest is Peter Sterling, who is an award-winning harpist, author, workshop, shop, facilitator, and backcountry guide to Sedona Sacred Site. We will be discussing the healing and integration music provides. First, a couple of announcements. Continue to check back here on Blog Talk Radio on the Rewrite Your Story host page for upcoming shows and co-hosts. Also, go to rewritestory.com for a very special gift that we are giving away. So let me tell you a little bit about myself, and before I get on with my special guest, at a very early age, and I'm going to date myself here, I saw the Beatles on the Ed Sullivan Show back in 62 or 63, I don't remember, and I was just like 6 years old, I believe, at the time. And I loved music at that point. Ever since then, I've loved music, and I love all styles of music. And a few weeks ago, I was thinking about, you know what, something I dearly love, and I never had it on the show before, and I thought of these two special guests, two of my friends, to bring them on and so we can discuss music. Peter, Colleen, welcome.
Good morning.
Good morning, everybody. Glad to be here.
Good morning.
So Colleen, how are you doing? How's everything going in your world?
Well, my world is, it has turned around 100% from last year. Of course, with the energy, that's been helping things to manifest and let go. But I'm engaged. I got engaged during Christmas time, and I'll be getting married and moving out of the country. But I'm also pursuing many new things, my work, and I'm just blossoming with my intuitive gifts and my music. I'm just in the studio recording my 9th CD in French, Italian, and Spanish. And then I've also been introduced as a divine singing oracle, which I'm using and facilitating my intuitive gifts more so, and my connection with the healing and the angels. And then also I'm about ready to write for book 5 of the Inner Circle Chronicles for women who are leaders in the new economy, intuitive leaders, and I'll be writing a chapter in that book now. And everything's coming out this year and the beginning of next year. So I've been pretty busy.
Congratulations. And Peter, what's going on in your world?
Well, right now I'm talking to you from Sedona, and I was saying before we came on the air, we have a tremendous storm happening here, and I swear the lightning is cracking right above the house. It's like the lightning flashes as within a second the thunder comes. So it's right overhead right now. So if I go blank on you here, you'll know what happened. But yes, everything is good. It sounds like Colleen has a lot of exciting things happening, as I do too. I recently released my 16th CD on June 21st called Sacred Visions, and that's going out all over the world right now, and it's very exciting. It's getting a lot of exposure, and I just found out just this morning that in the last week I've had over 1 million plays on my songs on SoundCloud, and every one of my new tracks is on the charts on the SoundCloud. So if your listeners want to check me out on SoundCloud.
Whoa!
Boy, did you hear that?
Whoa.
Did you hear that?
Yes.
That was.
Yeah, I heard it.
It's like a bomb right over the house right now. Wow. The gods are speaking.
Yes.
Yeah. So I was just gonna say, go to SoundCloud and look at the ambient music chart and also the jazz chart, and you'll see my record. Sacred Visions there, so that's very exciting. I love making music and packaging it into a CD and then launching that out into the world. That the music has a life of its own. I've been very blessed in that my music has touched a lot of people around the world over the last 25 years. So this is my current endeavor, and getting great response. I feel very blessed, very grateful for that.
It is beautiful, I heard. Mm-hmm. Congratulations.
Thank you.
So, Peter, how did you get involved in music?
You know, I have such a unique story. Well, my unique story, I really didn't get involved professionally with music until my early 30s. It wasn't really a big part of my life, but then after a series of mystical experiences when I first came here to Sedona, when I was spending a lot of time out in the canyons meditating in the silence, that's when I started to, when I became very still and empty and silent, then I began to, you know, my more subtle perceptions began to open up, and that's where I began to hear the inner music, which many, you know, saints and mystics have spoken of the inner music, and I had read about it for many years, but then all of a sudden I had an experience of hearing it directly, and it was, you know, when I was able to become very, very quiet and listening to silence, I call it, and that's when I started to pick up on the subtle impressions of some sort of music, and then it became louder the more I tuned into it and the more silent I became, to eventually where I was hearing the inner music of the angels, the celestial music, the music of the spheres, if you will. And it was an amazing time. I'm actually looking now, before the show, I wanted to do some research on music, on famous quotes, and I came upon one here with Robin Williams, and it's a quote from the movie August Rush, which was out in 2007, and I often say that my story was similar to the young boy in the movie August Rush, where he was out in nature and he began to hear the music in the field of wheat and in the blowing leaves in the wind. And that's how it happened to me. And here's this great quote from Robin Williams, and this really kind of, you know, encapsulates, you know, why I create music, why I've gotten involved, and what my experience has been. He says here, "You know what music is? God's little reminder that there's something else besides us in the universe. Harmonic connection between all living beings, everywhere, even the stars." And that's what it was like for me, because when I had these openings, these mystical experiences, and I know other people have experienced this too, it's like you see the interconnectedness of all things. When you become a harmonic being yourself and you balance your chakras and get them all spinning correctly and clear out the channels of your more subtle, you know, pranic energy or the chi in your body and in your etheric body and your aura, then you can vibrate faster, more in kind of a harmonious vibration that's, you know, unifies you with the cosmos. And so that's how it was for me once I did a lot of inner work and did, you know, to clear myself and to balance my energy, and then I just sitting in silence vibrating in this light energy, then my world changed and my life changed, and that's when I was given the music to be a channel for the heavenly music of the angels on the harp. And that's what I've been doing for the last 25 years. And so many miracles have happened with this music because of its source, because of the frequency and the vibration at its source that it carries. People respond to that, and it touches them in the heart and soul, and it reminds them of a place that they know, that they remember, where everything is in a state of oneness and unity. And that's the higher realms, the higher dimensions of light. And that's hopefully where our evolutionary journey is taking us together.
Awesome, Peter. And for you, Colleen, how did you get involved with music?
Well, it's interesting. It's great to hear Peter's story. Pretty much around the same time prior to me, I took a little bit different path. I was a stockbroker and financial planner. I had received my MBA from Notre Dame and was going along on that course, got married, and it was a very short marriage, a very troublesome marriage. But so we were only married for about 2 years, but in court for around 5. So I I ended up getting in, taking a hiatus up in San Francisco and took a job as an investment analyst for a real estate firm. And on my way down to visit my parents at their new summer place, it was a beach place, I got into an accident, and it was a head-on collision. So I was no longer able to work. I was pretty much drained of all my finances with all the court. And so I had a choice, and I stayed there at the summer place. I couldn't walk for 6 months. And then I ended up getting a singing machine, which is now called a karaoke. And I was laying on my back, and I was singing the blues. I was singing everything, very depressing. But then all of a sudden, something opened up in me, and I was surrounded by angels and enlightened, and I had messages that said, go for it. You've always, you'd be wonderful in Europe. Just go for the music. And so I started singing a much more happier song, very much mainstream, and I just decided that that's time to go for it. It ended up meeting a musical director who was retired. It used to be with Nelson Riddle Orchestra, and he and I connected, and I got a show together, did it once, and then we videotaped it, and also was taped, not CDs. That was more than 25 years ago, and I took off for Europe with the videotape. I also previewed it with a orchestra in Santa Cruz, California, and that was successful, and then I went from there. And I took off and had a show and ended up with a 15-piece orchestra, and I've traveled around the world ever since, except for about 10 years ago when I came back to California with my mom. She was terminal, and so I was back there and was with her for 3.5 years, and then my father died a month later. And so I kind of was upside down after that because I had been out of the business. But in the meantime, I had also sang at Princess Diana's memorial at Oxford University when she passed. And that moment is when I really connected with the healing properties and what my purpose was out into the world instead of just being a singer in mainstream. I'd always had intention. I always had taken metaphysical classes. I was certified esoteric healer. I had done all this for myself. So, and I started singing, and something happened. It was just magical, and I started being very much tuned enough to exactly what was going on, and pursued my music from there and started integrating, and that's where I've been. So now I'm back in the studio on my ninth CD, and I'm back full swing, and also manifested my soulmate through actually one of my songs, which I'd like to offer to your listeners. They can go on my website at www.colleenchanel.com and please receive my free gift. It's a divine soul song that manifests your soul. So I thought that would be great to offer that to them today.
Thank you, Colleen, and I appreciate that on behalf of the audience. So I want to ask you both this question. Does music provide healing or integration? And if it does all music do that, or just certain types of music? And I'll ask Colleen first.
Well, I have found out since I have been in so many different genres and more in the mainstream that I believe there are elements of all types of music. Because it all has to do with harmony, even rap, because the words also have vibration and intention. And you can embed that with frequency if you have intention. So I believe for myself, I believe that all music can have some elements, but I think there's more that lend itself to it than not. And I know Peter's music does, especially through the harp, that is the instrument itself. And my voice, I know, is an instrument also. So that is how I would answer your question.
Awesome. Yeah, I
so
can.
Peter, let me chime in on that.
Yeah. I think that, you know, music is about vibration and resonance. So you know, different music can take you to different places. Does all music create harmony? Absolutely not. Absolutely not. There's a lot of music that is discordant, and if you have discordant music, that creates imbalances in the body, mind, and spirit. I'm looking at a great quote here from Confucius about music. He says, "If one should desire to know whether a kingdom is well governed, if its morals are good or bad, the quality of its music will furnish the answer."
Yes.
And, you know, it's not a surprise to me to see, you know, with the current state of our planet, with what we're seeing unfolding in real time before us right now on so many levels, we are watching, you know, kind of world systems are, you know, reaching a tipping point. We see so much of the shadow of humankind is being displayed before us nightly on our televisions, the kind of the man's inhumanity against man. And then we see so much of the popular music that people listen to in our culture, the best-selling music, which is, you know, in pop music, rap, hip-hop. And so much of it in the lyrics carries, you know, hyper-sexualized and violent lyrics that, you know, millions of people around the world connect to. So to me, you know, my mission with the angels has always been to bring a music that vibrated, you know, at a higher level, at a higher frequency, that was more in resonance with the, you know, the energy of unity and oneness and divine love. And, you know, certainly some music carries that in the popular music, but I would say that the majority of music that people listen to, especially if you listen to the lyrics, even in the most popular songs by the best-selling artists, the lyrics are not empowering at all. They kind of play into our weaker selves, like all about lost love and, you know, broken hearts and you know, they really catch people and they hook. It's called a melodic hook. And the lyric hook, you know, and they kind of hook people. And people are programmed with music. That's why the powers that be, the Illuminati, like even Lady Gaga has spoken out about how the Illuminati has tried to take control of her for their benefit to further their agenda on the planet, because they realize the power of music. Social revolutions, worldwide revolutions have started with a song. Just look what happened with the Beatles or the Rolling Stones or Elvis. So that's why, you know, the powers that be are very much involved in the music industry as well as movie and film. So my music has always been, you know, working with the ascended masters and the angels from the higher dimensions of light, has always been to infuse this dimension, this realm, with a higher frequency music to help to escort people, because music has the power to lift people up and it gives wings to the spirit. So that's what my music has always had, you know, like the angelic wings to it, to lift people up so that they can be healed. They can come into oneness, feel that divine love. And it's very healing for people and very life-changing. I've received, you know, hundreds of letters from people all over the world in many, many languages saying that when they listen to my music, it creates that experience for them. So the answer to your question is that I encourage all people to really take a look at the music you're listening to, because music feeds the soul. Food feeds the body. So just like we have to be really conscious about what we put into our bodies for health reasons, we have to be really discerning about what we listen to. So, you know, when you become aware of this, when you see yourself, you know, vibing with a song that has lyrics that might not be the most empowering or play to your lower nature, I encourage you to turn it off, change the channel, and choose something that's more uplifting, that's full of joy, full of love, and full of peace.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting you say that, Peter. Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, well, I agree with Peter very much so, but I guess I come from a different angle, because I came in from more of a globalized mainstream. And even though my shows and everything that I did choose to do was uplifting and joyful, I didn't have a lot of songs of loss. And if I did, there was a purpose to it. I did change a lot of the words on some of the popular songs if there was something that did not jive with the divine right alignment and a higher vibration. Yet we were also at that time, 25 years ago, more into the third dimensional frequencies and dimensions, and now we're rising into the fifth dimension. And we still need to reach everyone globally. And I do believe, though, I know for me, I just listen to uplifting, positive, and intentional music. And it is not necessarily all, I guess you put it under New Age. I don't really like that that term. But and more, much more spiritual, which is wonderful, because I do think there's a lot of spiritualness in something like New York, New York. I have seen people shift and change because of the vibration, because of the upliftment and the intention and the fun and the positivity. And when it comes from your heart and you're in the moment and you live, you're in joy, there's an automatic upliftment. And so I just wanted to bring that perspective to the conversation because this has been my personal experience. Although now I am tending more towards, which I always have, is I love all the angel music and, well, I love all types of music. I find so much in so many different venues of music. So I think I just come from a perhaps a little different perspective, but I think we're both talking about the same thing, because the harmonies and the words and the intentions and the vibrational frequency are really important. And at this time, we are needing that upliftment, and we're getting the vibrational help from all the realms in uplifting up into those higher dimensions.
So both of you had mentioned the word vibration in regards to music, and it's obvious that that lyrics have an intention or vibration to it. So most people can decipher whether or not they're going to listen to a song depending on the lyrics. But as far as music is concerned, and both of you are musicians, how does an audience member tell whether or not the frequency of the music itself is good for them?
You want to go ahead, Colleen, with that?
Oh, go ahead, Peter. Yeah, since you're dealing with
the angels,
I think that would be great perspective.
Well, I mean, that's why I was sharing with people to, you know, listen to the lyrics of the songs, and that's the first way to discern. You can also feel just the vibration and how it affects your energy centers or your chakras. Now, you know, my music, generally speaking, plays to the heart and to the soul. And now a lot of the pop music, like if you listen to Beyonce or people like that, it's very hypersexualized, and you can see the way she dresses and dances as a performer. She's amazing. But, you know, in pop music, you have to be really sexy. You have to pose nude. You have to do all in your videos. That's how people make it. And so that's really stimulates the second chakra. And we like that because a lot of people like to be stimulated in their sexual. I mean, that's the whole culture. All of media likes to keep us, you know, connected to our second chakra. There's certain reasons for that, because it certainly does fuel the economics of our culture to sell and buy products if we're all stuck there. And there can be a lot of dualistic perceptions if you're just experiencing your world from your second chakra. So, you know, it's just about being sensitive and if you can feel energy or not. And the way that we can tune into energy, one of the great ways to train yourself to become more, you know, attuned to the subtle energies and frequencies of media, music, movies, magazines, everything carries a vibration. So you can just see where it resonates and vibrates in your energy system, on which chakra. And as you become more sensitive, you can feel it. So, but I would say for most people, maybe if some people aren't meditators or are not attuned to this, to the more subtle energetics of their body, just listen to the lyrics and listen to the rhythms of the music. You know, there's so much out there from the great masters who've spoken on the power of music and how it affects us, that just, you know, do some research.
Yeah, I agree with Peter. I totally agree, and I think it's an individualized way of being with music. And you'll know if you're really in the moment and you tune into your body, you really know, because all your chakras will respond to certain things. I know where I focus on primarily is the second and fourth chakra. Now, the second chakra, which he was saying, is the sexual, but sexuality also is creativity. And with the creativity is also prosperity. And then your heart chakra, obviously, that is the most important, and that needs to open up, and that is where pure love. And so when you can align and come from that point and harmonize with the music, the words, the tones, and the frequencies, and the instruments and the voices, it all has so much involved. But people will know, just as you know, all of us are intuitive, and just be and know and be present with it, and you'll find the perfect match.
Yes. Go ahead, Al.
Go ahead.
Well,
okay,
I was going to add here.
Go ahead.
Yeah, how much time we have left?
A couple minutes, but go ahead.
Okay, here's something that speaks to what we're talking about from Edgar Cayce, the famous clairvoyant psychic. He says about music, he says, the human body is made up of electronic vibrations, with each atom and element of the body, each organ and organism having its electronic unit of vibration necessary for the sustenance of and the equilibrium in that particular organism. Each unit, then, being a cell or a unit of life in itself, has the capacity of reproducing itself by the first law, as is known, of reproduction and division. When a force of any organ... Oh, well, let me see here. I'm sorry. He goes on here. But, you know, Edgar Cayce spoke very, very strongly about how music and sound will come more into the future for health and healing. And I recently saw a short documentary about some new science of sound, how these scientists and researchers now have pinpointed the frequency, sound frequency, that destroys cancer cells. So they can just put people into the sound vibration, and it destroys the cancer cells in their body. So this is what's just on the horizon for us here.
Isn't that wonderful?
Awesome. Colleen, any final thoughts or comments for our audience, any announcements we have, and very quickly?
Just listen to your heart and open up to the sounds of the music that you can hear with your ears, but you can also hear with your heart.
That's beautiful.
Awesome. And to you too, Peter, any final thoughts or comments for our audience, and any announcements?
Well, I just, my prayer, my wish for everybody is that they would be able to tune into the inner cosmic music and come into resonance with that, that that will be a vehicle and a pathway for them to illuminate the light of their soul and the divine oneness in all things. Thank you for having me, Al, and good to be with you, Colleen, and everybody.
Beth. Oh, thank you, Peter, and thank you, Al, and everyone out there. You contributed, your vibration contributed to this conversation, everyone.
Yes,
for the
thank you, everybody.
If you had enough of what you are going through, contact me and let's rewrite your story from an existing pain to purpose that allows you to have a life you truly desire. My email address is al.diasforlove@gmail.com. Thank you all for joining us. And remember that everything in our past, present, or future is for our best and highest good. Wherever you are at, have a great day or wonderful evening. Colleen, Peter, this was a phenomenal show. I'm glad I did it. I'm glad we did it. Music is,
thank
I
you.
Know, has been very important, too, in my life. I think we should revisit this again in the future and have the three of us together again. Thank you both for being a joyous blessing in our life.
Thank you. I would love that.
Thank you.
Thank you, Peter. Namaste.
Okay, you guys. Namaste.
Take care.